Prosecutors in rural Long County, Georgia, are calling a soldier from Washington State the ringleader of a militia group that plotted cross-country attacks. Private Isaac Ajiji of Kashmir is stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. He's recently been charged with the murder of his pregnant wife. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Prosecutors say Ajiji's militia group plotted to bomb a park fountain in Savannah, poison apple crops in Washington State, that they planned to kill President Barack Obama and overthrow the government. Prosecutors also say Ajiji used insurance payments from his wife's death to buy $87,000 worth of semi-automatic rifles, as well as bomb-making materials, which were recovered by investigators. The group appears to have at least four members. They called themselves FEAR, Forever Enduring, Always Ready. Mark Pitkavage is the National Director of Investigative Research for the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism. He says the group stands out among known U.S. anti-government militias for three reasons. The first is that the group doesn't seem to be associated with any other known U.S. militias. The second is that FEAR is made up of active duty or former military service members.
We just don't really see groups like this forming in the military. I'm hard-pressed to think of a similar example in recent history. And so, you know, the combination of those two elements, along with, you know, what turned out to be apparently their, you know, willingness to engage in lethal violence, makes them a pretty unusual group.
Ajiji is also charged in the deaths of two other people. He's one of four Fort Stewart soldiers charged in the shooting deaths of another soldier and his teenage girlfriend 2 years ago. In that case, prosecutors say the group killed them to keep FEAR's work a secret. Ajiji has been jailed since December 2011. Officials at Fort Stewart say the private will face a military hearing to determine if he should be tried by court-martial for the deaths of his wife and the baby she was carrying. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.